Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Hey in Maseches Pesachim. It's the 357th daf in Shas. Our daf will pick up discussing Chumras that Chazal introduced by Kachim and Truma, particularly referred to as Mala Betruma Ubekachim. And the Gemara will give a couple of other examples, and then we will begin a new Mishnah. The Mishnah will discuss the types of grains that are kosher for matzah, as well as items that an individual is not allowed to eat and therefore not allowed to use for the mitzvah of matzah. The Gemara then will discuss the type of species, the chameshes haminim, that are acceptable for the mitzvah of matzah, and discuss the opinions that hold that rice and millet were acceptable and the predominant opinion that holds that it is not. The Gemara then will discuss flour that is mixed with fruit juices that cannot become chametz and therefore cannot be used as matzah. Gemara will introduce us to the concept of matzah ashira, and again come back to the rule on the top of Lamed Hei Amud Beis, mei peros ein machmitzim, that fruit juices cannot make chametz. The Gemara will discuss the line on the top of Lamed Hei Amud Beis of the Mishnah that one could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with demai and maaser, and how could that possibly be? The Gemara will continue to analyze other cases, and the Gemara will continue to discuss the different issues of our mission, different types of unique forms of matzah, whether they're kosher or not. So let's pick up on the top line, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Afana Nami Tanina. Rav Simi Bar Ashi points out that there are other instances, not only the instances that we learned on yesterday's daf, where more machmir for truma and for kachim, but there is another example, actually a very important one. Afananami Tanina, we learned such an idea in the following case. Taval va'ala, if a person went to do tefillah due to their tuma, even though the sun has not set, they could eat meiser. Heriv shimsha, but when it comes to truma, he cannot eat truma until the sun has set. Eichel betruma, only if the sun has set can he eat truma. Betruma in bekachim loy, but when it comes to truma, he could eat it, but by kachim we're going to be all even more machmir. If it's an individual who needs to bring a carbon, Rashi explains on the fourth line, for example, a zavan, a zavo, or yoledes, so then in such a case, it's not enough to be able to eat the kachim that they simply went to the mikvah, and there was hair of shemesh, but rather malib kachim, there is the chumrah that they need to bring the carbon as well. Asks the Gemara, Amai, why can't they eat kachim taru? They're tar. They just now have a responsibility to bring the carbon. Elamala, it must be a mala, a chumra of kachim, hachanami, mala. So too, there is the mala bikachim. So just like we learned yesterday, that even though the truma growth, when it's put back into the ground, in such a case, it loses its status of tuma if it was once tame. Nevertheless, where there was a mala betruma, we were machmer in truma that you couldn't eat it, a kohen couldn't eat it. So too, we see here an example of mala bekachim. Amar Vashi Afanan Nami Tanina. We also learned in a brisa based on the pasuk in Vayikra, Vabasar Shiga bechol tame lo yachol ba'esh yisareif vehabasar. Rashi explains that the Braisa darshins the extra vav, l'rabois es ha'etzim u'levayna. It's coming to include that wood and the frankincense could also become tameh, b'nei etzmuyeh ninu. Asks the Gemara, are those things that normally become tameh? Normally the only thing that can contract into tumah is an eichel, b'nei etzmuyeh ninu, ela mala, it must be a mala b'kachim, that they were machmir, they created a new chumra to safeguard the tahara of kachim. Even eitzim levoinu could become tamei hachanami maila. So too, we saw in our sugya that there are cases that there are maila bikachim as well as maila betruma. Let's begin the new mishnah, an important mishnah about what's kosher for matzah. 10 lines from the top, alamid heyum and aleph, maybe even a little less. Elu dvarm shadim yotzibahem yidei chavasu v'pesach. These are the types of grains that could be used to be yotze with pesach. Bechitim wheat, besa'irim with barley, bekusmin, ubeshifan ubeshibolas shual. Unfortunately, I'm not around a lot of svarim now, particularly I do have the basic necessary svarim, but because I tend to mix up the translation of these things, I'll leave it for the Talmidim to look up in an English translation which one of these is the rye and spelt and so on. Yotzim b'demai, and one is allowed to use demai for matzah. Demai, of course, is a fruit or vegetable item that will be chayiv and trumas and maisras that came from the hands of Am Haaretz, and Chazal made a gzeira that one is not allowed to partake in it until one takes off maisras again. You can be yotze with it, the Mishnah is mechadish. The Gemara will explain how could that possibly be. At the end of the day, one is not allowed to eat demai. Ubemaisa Rishon Shenitla Tumasa, a Maisa Rishon that was given to the Levi, where the Levi had already appropriated Truma to give to the Kohen. There's a requirement for the Levi to give Truma from his Maisa Rishon. The Gemara is going to be bothered. What's the problem? Why can't the Levi do it? What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Why can't the Levi use it for matzah? But Maisa Sheni, of course, Maisa Sheni is brought in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year up to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Vehegdish Sheniftu, if something was consecrated, let's say wheat was consecrated, then redeemed, the money given to Hegdish, one is allowed to use that wheat that normally had, that originally had the Kedusha, and be able to use it for matzah since it was already redeemed. Vahakoyhanim, Bechalu Betruma, Kanim could use the gifts of Chala. The mitzvah is to give challah to the kohen. Beis Hashem, we should be zelcha to be mekayim it, as well as, of course, truma. So the kohenim are allowed to use it for matzah aval, but one cannot use for matzah loy betevel, food that was untithed from tumas and maisas. For lo maisa rishon shelo natar tumasa, if the levi did not take off, the maisa was given to him. In other words, he did not take off the truma that from the maisa that was given to him. Cannot use it for matzah. For loy b'maisa sheni v'hegdish shelo niftu, if there was maisa sheni that I must bring up to Yerushalayim, and I hadn't redeemed it, I cannot use it for matzah. Period. Chalas hatoydu rikik nazir. If you have chalas for the carbon todu, which was made of matzah, as well as the wafer of a nazir, both of them are the wheat offerings that are part of those respective karbanos. So if it was made for the kachim ein yotzim behen, you cannot use it. One of the explanations of the Gemara is going to be because it was not made l'shem matzah. Asa limkar b'shuk, if it was made to be sold in the marketplace for chalas todin rikik nazir, ironically, those can be used. Yotzim ben, that the Gemara will explain later on daf lamid vav. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem Tana. We learned in Menachos the type of species these forms of grain are. Now, I mentioned to you earlier, I'm not giving the English definition of it because I don't have the precise ones in front of me. Now we're going to have the halachic definition of these things. Kusmin min chi'itim. Kusmin qualifies as a type of wheat. Why is the Mishnah teaching us this? Because of the halachos of tarmin min al shein amina. If I want to take off truma off of grains, I cannot take from barley and say this barley is being taken for truma on wheat. That's called tarim al minch l'shein amina. So that's the implication of the halachos over here. Kusmin min chitin, shibol shuol v'shipan min sa'irin. These shibol shuol and shipan, which we didn't define in English, are considered barley. Here the Gemara gives us the Aramaic definition. Kusmin gulba, shifan is called dishra, shibol shuol is shabili tala. Now the Gemara makes an important diuk in terms of the definition of the five minim that can become chametz as well as can be used for matzah. The Gemara says, our Mishnah mentioned these five species. Asks the Gemara, hani in arz v'dochan lo? These, yes, and rice and millet, not. Now, I gave the colloquial definition of arz v'dochan as well. There is a big discussion in the Tosas, in Psachim, in Brachas, on the Lamed Zayin, about what exactly is Orez and what exactly is Dochen. Asks the Gemara, with that given, Minohan Emili, how do we know that Orez and Dochen are not included? Amar b'shem ben Lakish, v'chein ton d'vei b'shmol, v'chein ton d'vei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, amai kro loisai chalov chametz, loisai chalov chametz, shivas yom toi chalov matzes. You're not supposed to eat chametz, and you shall use only matzah. The Torah puts together, there's a hekish, the Torah puts together those things that you're not allowed to eat, and the matzah. And Chazal have an important drasha. Dvarim habam lidei chimutz adam yotzvani dei chavasa b'matzah, those things that can come to chimutz, you can use it for matzah. Yotze elu shein ban lidei chimutz, elu lidei sirchon. They don't ferment properly, they just become disgusting. And rice does not, or orez v'dochen, depending who you ask, does not come lidei chimutz. That Rashi spells out Dibra Maschil or Zvedochen. The Gemara points out, Masnisim delog Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Our Mishnah is not in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The Amar Ariz min Dagenhu v'chayavin al chimutzei karis. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri seems to understand the different mitzius and considers it one of the minim that can become chametz. You could therefore use it for matzah as well. The Sanya, as we learned in a brisa, it's mentioned, as we alluded to before, in Brachas Lamazayin, as well as in Kuf Yudalid Amebeis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri oiser ba'ariz v'dachim b'nei shekarov lahachmitz, because it can become chametz. Gemara picks up on the interesting lashon shekarov lahachmitz. That's an interesting lashon. By the way, we have the following shaila: shekarov lahachmitz dekadum umachmitz. What does it mean that it is karov lahachmitz? Chametz quickly. That's what it means. It means kadum umachmitz shekarov lahachmitz. Oidilma, or maybe there's a entirely different understanding, which was not the simple reading that as we had presented, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Since the lashon is shver, Karav lahachmitz, the Gemara suggests a different understanding. Dilma karav lahachmitz, it comes close to chametz. Karav lahachmitz have it, chametz gomer loy have it, but it doesn't become a full chametz. Tashma adesanya, we learned it in Brais. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rashi explains that the nafkamina between the two pshatim is that according to the second pshat, would not be chayiv karis eating. Or is v'dochen even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? We learned in a brisa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Or is midaganu v'chayav na chimutzei karis v'ad miyotzei chabas bePesach. It's black on white that you could be yotzei for matzah as well as it becomes chametz. V'chein ha'yir Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri yomer karmis chayeves bechala. That karmis, which is a type of grain, is also chayev in chala. The Mishnah in chala tells us that the five minei dagim, the five grains, are chayiv b'chala, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri expands them to other grains as well. My karmis, Amar Abayi, shitznisa. My shitznisa, Amar Rav Papa, shitznisa, de mishtakha b'nei klanisa. It's a type of seed that is dark and round like millet that's called ktsach. Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Rish Lakish. Isa shenilusha, this is an important halacha. If you have dough that was made b'yayin v'shem u'dvash, ein chayev na chimutzei karis. It cannot become chametz. The Gemara on the top of Lamed Heim of Beis will tell us it's based on the rule of mei peros ein machmitz, and the fruit juices cannot create chametz. Chazal assumed that fruit juices do not have the same power of water to cause process of fermenting. Yasser Papa Ravuna Braid Rav Yeshua Kamed Rav Idi Baravin Yasser Rav Idi Baravin become a nam name. Rav Idi Baravin was dozing off. Amalei Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua Rav Papa Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said to Rav Papa, my time to Rish Lakish was the rationale of Rish Lakish that we say Yain Shem and Vash Yina Chayiv An Chimutzei Karos. Damar Kra, as the pasuk says, Leisaychal of Chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz. And we darsh in the above, we're making reference to the drush that we had on the sixth wide line. Dvar Mabon Lidei Chimutz Adam Yetzman Yidol Chavasa B'Matzah, that it has to come Lidei Chimutz to be Chayiv on Matzah. Since it is considered matzah shira, it's not simple matzah. It's a literally, it's a rich matzah. It's not just simply water and flour. So we use the hekish in the other direction as well. So something you can't use for matzah now, the Gemara is suggesting, cannot be chayiv for chametz. Now, up until now, that was not the logical limud of the hekesh. Up until now, we said whatever you're chayiv for chametz, you could use for matzah, and if you're not chayiv for it for chametz, you can't use it for matzah. But we didn't preclude the possibility that there are some things that you'd be chayiv for chametz, but still can't be used for matzah. Here the Gemara is saying that once you can't use it for matzah, it won't be subject to chametz. The Gemara challenges this four lines from the bottom. Eisvei Rav Huna Braid Rav Shur Lera Papa Himchuhu Begamo, if you liquefied chametz, im chametzu onish karis, you could be chayiv karis on the liquefied chametz that was swallowed. Gamo is to swallow, himchu means to liquefy. V'imatzahu, but if it's matzah, ein adam yotzei derech havasa pesach. So we see, v'ahacha, this is an example, the ein adam yotzei derech havasa b'matzah, he can't use it for matzah, nevertheless, v'chayev na chimutzei karis, yuchayiv on the chametz, your chayiv karis. So this was being discussed while Rav Idi Baravin was dozing off. Isar bu Rav Idi Baravin. Rav Idi Baravin awoke. Amar lahu dardiki, he said, my young talmidim, that's not the svara at all. As we had mentioned earlier, haynu time of the Rish Lakish, mishum dahavile mei peiros, u mei peiros ein machmitzim. Fruit juices cannot cause chametz. This is a idiom of the Gemara, and is carried through in halacha in many instances. We've already discussed the unique status of Meperos earlier on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, where we discussed that Meperos for most fruits is not considered the fruit itself. Here we have another important rule, that Meperos cannot create chametz. Taisus has a discussion whether that means that's mutter entirely, or it only would not be something that's chayiv karetz. Let's pick up on the top line on Lamed Hei Amud Beis. We learned that our Mishnah, Yoytze B'dmai U'B'Maiser, that you could use matzah from demai, that's chayiv midrabanan maisers, because it came from an Am Aretz, as well as Maiser Rishon Shnitla Trumasa, that the Levi could use it. Asks the Gemara, how can you use demai? Demai halachazile. Demai l'maisa, practically, it's asur because of the chashash midrabanan. And says the Gemara, "Kivin di boy mafkalin echase having ani va'echol demai." Chazal, as we learn in Maseches Demai, never created the prohibition for anim. It was only for those people who are not in poverty. And since one could be mafkir his nechasim, so then it's not an object of macholas asuris, if you will. It's not an objective macholas asuris, or in lamdashu terminology, maybe not a cheftza macholas asuris. However, it is subjective, dependent on the individual, and for that reason, the subjective phenomenon cannot make it asur for matzah. And therefore it's shaykh to him. One could give poor people demai. That's the source that this is a subjective isser, as well as one's guests. There are some who said that Beis Shammai prohibited, but for our purposes, what's critical is that Beis Hillel says it's not a problem. The Mishnah had gone on to say that Maaser Rishon, that the Levi had taken off the appropriate truma, could be used. The Gemara asks, Pshita, it's Pasha, the Kivan Shanato Trumasa Chulin Hava. For the Levi, it's full-fledged Chulin. And for that matter, once the truma has been taken off, he could give it to anybody else. So what is the problem? Loitzricha, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Shigdima Bishibolim, V'natle Menu Trumas Maaser, V'lo Natle Menu Truma Gedoyla. We're talking about a case where a person took in the fruits before, in this case, the grain. It was chayiv in truma gedoyla. Normally, grain becomes chayiv in truma gedoyla when it is flattened into piles. If he brings it in early, which is called higdima bishibolim, so then in such a case, it never became chayiv in truma gedoyla, and he took off, the Levi did, took off truma smaiser, but the Balabayas had never taken off truma gedoyla. And this follows the opinion of Rabbi Avoh, Damar Rabbi Avoh, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Maaser Rishon Shekdima Shibolim, Pater Mei Truma Gedoyla. It will become Pater from Truma Gedoyla, even though later on it had undergone the process of Kvius, of people eating it, Bekvius, which would normally be Mechayivim Truma Gedoyla, but since it went out of order, it's going to be Pater. Shinema Vari Moisim Menu Truma Shem Maaser Min HaMaaser. You're supposed to take off, the Levi is supposed to take off Maaser from the Maaser. So Chazal Darshe Maaser Min HaMaaser Martilcha V'loi Truma Gedola Trumas Maaser Min HaMaaser. You should never. There is never a time when you'll take off Truma Gedola from a Maaser, and therefore, if Maaser was already taken off, the Levi is potter from the Truma Gedola. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye El Miata Filuk Dimu Bikri Nami Li Potter. Even if not been taken in the abnormal way Bishibolim, but rather been taken in with a regular basket, but Maaser Rishon had been taken off first, so then Levi should also be potter because of the rule Maaser Min HaMaaser V'lo Truma Min HaMaaser. Amalei Alecha Makra Mikol Matnaseichem Terimu Es Kol Trumas Hashem. There is Gzeiras HaKasav Mikol Matnaseichem, whatever its status is, you're supposed to take off Truma, unless it was Hikadima B'Shibon. Umara Isa, what do you see is the difference between the two? Rashi and Beitza on Yudalad Amabez has an interesting take on the nuance of the Kasha of Umara Isa. Take a look there, Yudalad Amabez. Hai Idgin v'hai lo Idgin. When it came to Igdima B'Shibolim, it wasn't dug on it at all, so therefore the drasha would make sense to say that on this we say V'lo Trumas Maaser Min HaMaaser. However, V'lo Truma Min HaMaaser. However, if it had become regularly dug on and he had just, in other words, it was in the regular basket, it was not Higdima B'Shibolim, it was not brought in when it was still in its shaft. So then in such a case, it makes more sense that the Torah was coming to exclude that from the Chiyuv of Truma Min HaMaaser. We learned in our Mishnah also, Maaser Sheni V'Hegdish Sheniftu could be used for matzah. The Gemara has the same question we had before. Pshita, it's Pashut, it's regular Chulin, once it's been redeemed. Hach Maaskin Shenasana Sakem V'lo Nasana Sachoymish. Must be a case where he gave the principal to redeem, but he didn't give the chaimish, which we know is v'yosef chamisha, so that there is a chiyuv to add the chaimish when redeeming these two things, or be redeeming these two types of kodesh. The kamash on, and the chiddush is the ain chaimish makah. The chaimish is not makah; it could be used for matzah. Va'koyanim bechalo betruma. The kohen could use chala and truma that was given to them for the mitzvah matzah. Pshit amal the same matzah shav lechol adam. It needs to be something that is usable for all people, and therefore, since it can't be used by Yisraelim, so then maybe you can't use it for matzah. Kamash malon matzahs riba. No, the Gzeres HaKosis says matzahs. Many types of matzahs could be used, even if it can't be used by others. Maybe in halacha from the daily daf, we'll elaborate, possibly even in the hashkafa of this halacha, either in today's or tomorrow's halacha from the daily daf. We learned you can't use tevel. Avaloi betevel. Pshita, that's pashut, because tevel is machalos asuris. Letzricha betevel tovel midrabbanan. No, what happens if it's only tevel midrabbanan? What's an example of that? Shezoroi, that it was seeded ba'otzitz, she'ena nakuv, in a flower pot that wasn't attached to the ground. Nevertheless, midraban you chayiv, lest you come, we be confused. So you still chayiv midraban trumas ha'maisras. I might have thought that since min ha'tayra it's fine. So then, in such a case, halacha would be that it could be used. Masa kamash malam, once it's also midrabanan, it can't be used. We also learned v'loy ma'aserishin shalonato trumasa ma'aserishin. Truma had not been taken off from it that was given to Levi. Pshita it's pashut that once it's also to Levi, he can't use it for matzah. No, we're talking about a case where the only reason truma had not been taken off was because they went out of order. It was first given to Levi before the truma. I might have thought, like Rav Papa had suggested to Abaye, that once it's higdimo bikri, then there is no chiv of truma. Kamash malon, our mission is teaching us kedeshanila, that we learn, no, that there is a distinction between the two. There still is a chiv of and that chiyuv is going to be ma'akev for the mitzvah of matzah. We're going to stop the daf over here. My son Menachem is waiting to do two things with me. He's waiting, you might have heard the crack of the bat in the background. He's waiting to learn Maseches Kedushin as well as play a little baseball. So we're going to stop over here on daf Lamid Hey Amid Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. And Be'ezer Hashem, actually, I don't know if we're going to be recording the next couple of days. Baruch Hashem, I have three chasanas tonight, and then we go visit our other alma mater, our summer alma mater, Camp Pasch, which is very special in the chesed that it is done, that's done there. And we warmly remember the learning that we did with the Talmidim and the campers. So I'm not sure if we're going to get in recordings in the next couple of days. Actually, the harder dapim of the second barak are behind us. Now our geshmak dapim in regards to the halachos of matzah. And I hope Ezer Hashem to get in some halacha from the daily daf as well, because these sugyas are halacha lemaisa. This Ezer Hashem concludes daf lamed hei in Maseches Pesachim.